brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Doctor-in-Chief, Barack Obama, our gracious leader from which all good things flow, says he's still not going to compromise on anything like taxes on heart devices or taxes on the payroll of people making less than $30,000 a year. He's not going to compromise on anything with House Republicans. And the media, the kleptocrat media, the establishment media plays along with it, saying that it is the Republicans that have shut down the government, even though they've given, what, four different versions since last week to the Senate that they have voted down promptly. So they are here trying to teach you that you need them. As we speak, by the way, we're going to be covering the latest on the shutdown and more of the memorial shutdown, even in France. They've shut down just open-air cemeteries on the coastline from the Normandy D-Day invasion. But they have plenty of guards there to make sure that none of the veterans that had traveled there or others could get in. But don't worry, all the elite officer golf courses, they're all staying open. And all the red carpets and all the caviar. In fact, now they've gone to Mount Vernon and a bunch of other places that are not even federal parks, and had the Park Service block them and announce because it's federal property. Private parks run by private groups, privately funded, just like the World War II Memorial, no one is allowed in. And they have police, federal police there. So there's a lot of overtime going on at places that don't even normally have feds visiting them to make sure you, the slaves, understand that they're going to control you with that. Just like they want to control you with health care, just like they want to control you with government-run education, dependency, slavery, modern slavery, may your chains set lightly upon you, as Patrick Henry said, is the name of the game. Now, that whole backdrop's going on. While our crew, Anthony Gucciardi, working with from StoryLeak.com, with InfoWars.com, Weldon Henson from InfoWars, and, of course, some of the camera guys, Josh and others, are set to arrive at the NSA in Utah, outside Salt Lake City, as we speak. In fact, we have a live stream at Alex Jones Live on Ustream up. We have some backup streams, and we saw an error on the channel earlier, but it's back up now. Never seen that before, a 404 error. But they are now there with Weldon Henson driving. So there they are. If you're watching us on TV, you can see Weldon.
Tell the difference between the two. I mean, it's like it's one big military base, to be honest with you.
Josh, who works on film and editing and a production mastermind, do you think they're going to try and take that camera equipment that we have over there and confiscate it from you because you're using a First Amendment?
We'll see, but there's a good possibility that they're going to be pretty upset that we, the slaves, come and ask them questions. Because they can spy on our phones, they can look at our emails, look at everything that we do. I mean, the facility was surrounded by cameras. But if we come up there with two cameras, live streaming, one camera, they're going to be angry.
Yeah, we're going to tell them that we're live streaming as well, so if they do anything, they'll be held accountable for it.
I mean, as soon as we went up there yesterday, I mean, we had you hadn't even gotten done yet, and there was some kind of an intelligence officer driving by staring at us like we were terrorists, so that was interesting.
By the way, let's fade that down, guys. We're going to come back from break. That's the live feed. They're about to arrive. We're going to be covering that. If you go to InfoWars.com, in two different congressional hearings, and the NSA has come out. This is on InfoWars.com. Chief of DHS calls privacy terrorism, and anyone calling for privacy terrorism, and the press is inherently terrorism. They actually say this. So see, anybody for freedom, anybody who's red-blooded, anybody who's not a total authoritarian is a terrorist. Because the government is run by terrorists, so obviously they say we're terrorists. my friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try Power Swabs. What makes Power Swabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
It's Friday.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, economist and fund manager Peter Schiff has proven extremely accurate in the last few years of his predictions. Will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about this story in the Financial Times of London. Global economy is in epic scale change, says IMF's Lagrand. And, of course, they mean by an epic challenge, a challenge for them to use the global crisis they've engineered to consolidate control over the planet and bring in total corporate, anti-free market, crony capitalist tyranny. So Peter Schiff will be joining us for about 20 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. Mark Dice is going to be coming on the show as well to discuss his new video. It's funny, I was already setting him up for the show today when I saw the video this morning, and now DrudgeReport.com has linked to it. Democrats do not even know what party Obama is in. And by the way, we've talked to Mark. This is everyone he talked to. There's one woman who knows he's a Democrat, and she's a Democrat. There's one woman out of 10 people. He goes out and shoots these in 10, 15 minutes. It's almost as bad in Austin in the trendy areas, and we do these videos as well, but nobody does them like Mark. I've told my crew, mimic what he's doing. Just come up with your own questions. because he really knows how to show how ignorant they are. And they are Democratic supporters. Many of them say they like Obama, but don't know what party he's in. He's just really cool. And Paul Watson points out, how are they going to know what Obamacare really is? How are they going to know what a government shutdown is? How are they going to know the Federal Reserve isn't federal? See, all this propaganda is designed for low-grade morons. We sit here, and the public moves in slow motion. They literally behave like people I've known that have lobotomies. And I'm not a predator, so I don't take advantage. I try to wake them up, and they look at you with this feeble, giggling, bug-eyed look and laugh at you. They know how to do that. In fact, they laugh at Mark. They're proud of their ignorance. And, folks, they want our guns. They want our kids. We are their slaves. Because you can say, well, they can't tie their shoelaces. Oh, you know what? There's more of them than there are of us. That's why we're not a democracy. In a democracy, a pure democracy that some of the city-states in ancient Greece had, we're all taught that Greece was this perfect democracy and it was heavenly. There were 10, 20, 25, depending on what period in Grecian history, over thousands of years, different city-states, different groups. Some did human sacrifice and worshipped basically the devil. Some worshipped nature. Some worshipped science. Some were Spartans. Others were known for being more philosophers. But the original democracy, they would have two wire buckets, baskets up on a hill, and that particular group, I think that was in Athens, I'm going from memory, they would go up on the hill for a period, and they would put black rocks for a yes, for a nay vote, and white rocks for a yes vote. Black for no, white for yes. And they would get together. It was the upper class men. They were the only ones allowed to vote. They'd been voted into the society. So it was a democracy of the oligarchy, basically. They would decide if they didn't like you, they would go have a vote to kill you. And routinely, philosophers and others that criticized them would be taken up to the hill. They would vote and then make you drink poison or throw you off a cliff. And they had similar voting in other areas in and around the Grecian islands and up into Macedonia, where Alexander the Great came from, a landlocked area, what is not even part of Greece today, but was part of northern Greece. I mean, that's just all history. It's a labyrinth, similar to the Minotaur's labyrinth, but much bigger to study any sector of history, especially Grecian history, Cretan history, Cretan history. That's where we get the word Cretan or Cretan, which is the derivative of Cretan, I guess, got turned into Cretan. That guy's a Cretan, which is an ancient, multi-thousand-year-old slang by one group in Greece against the other, saying you're a degenerate idiot. But I'm now digressing, and I apologize for doing that here on the air today. We have a lot of important news to cover, but Mark Dice will be joining us. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik in the last 45 minutes of the third hour, we'll get into the Naval Yard shooting. Former head of PSYOPs, basically for the federal government, heading up the State Department operations. And, of course, first confirming that bin Laden had died 12 years ago and that they would roll him out in the future as a pretext, as a political diversion. And now we have Cy Hirsch saying the same thing, who I didn't know he was friends with or knows well. And we also learned the amazing thing that Tom Clancy, never even tried to get Tom Clancy on, but he didn't do a lot of interviews, was a regular viewer of my films and of the radio show, was a off and on listener, that they would discuss the show for 12 years since he and Steve Pachinik, who co-wrote books together and produced TV shows and movies together. He was one of Tom Clancy's main sources. I'm not bragging that Tom Clancy was a listener. It's just I just marvel on a daily basis now, almost multiple times weekly, I get contacted by incredibly famous people who, it turns out, are listeners and who say that I've expanded their perspective. And it's just, it's very daunting to know that these incredible minds, literary minds, scientific minds, are looking up to my broadcast, which a lot of the time I hear the rebroadcast, I think is unlistenable. But it's an incredible responsibility, and I am honored to be here and have so many amazing amazing people listening, most of whom don't give me authorization to say that they're even listeners. By the way, I've gotten so busy with all the serious global news, I haven't even aired the interview we shot last Thursday with Russell Brand, a video interview. I haven't aired that yet, and Friday's not the day to air something like that. If we have time, we'll premiere it on the radio/TV show. It's a good interview. It's powerful. This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., sometime in there, we'll play that on Sunday. Sunday's actually a good day to launch news, I found. Friday is the worst. Everybody knows that. If you want to bury something, put the release out on a Friday afternoon. If you want to really get something out big, they say put it out on a Monday or a Wednesday. In my experience, to get a jump on the news, because the news is so dead, and most reporters are at home deep into a bottle of Jack Daniels or gin and tonic, whatever the case is. I don't know what it is about reporters, but, man, everyone I've ever known is a complete drunk. So I'm not a reporter. I'm a broadcaster. I'm just joking. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're going to air that Russell Brand interview Sunday or Monday, because it is some newsworthy stuff he said. He has a lot of gravitas in person, a lot of energy. I got to put him up there with some of the most energy I've ever felt. Being right up close to that guy, I mean, it was a lot of energy. Now, he'd just gone off stage when he did the interview, but very interesting. That guy's definitely electrified. Whether you agree with him or not, he certainly is on a journey himself towards what I believe is awakening and becoming completely anti-New World Order. Like, he's pretty much already there. And so it's good to have people like that that are rising icons in the media landscape, in the cultural landscape, who are assaulting the narcissism of the Pavlovian mind control system that we're all under. To some extent, we're all victims of it. To one level or another, but particularly those that really buy into the culture of television. Dominant establishment television. The old media is dying and on its last legs and falling apart, imploding at an accelerated rate. But mainstream culture, Lady Gaga, the sitcoms, the dramas, that's the real propaganda. It has waned some, but it's still the towering center of the culture. It is the sun of our political solar system. And worldwide, Hollywood is the center of the cultural, spiritual morass, the bygone swamp of cultural decay, the huge festering cesspit. And it itself is imploding financially, but still, even in its flailing gesticulations, it is dominant. Not hyper-dominant. It was hyper-dominant worldwide. Now it's dominant, but sinking quickly. And they know they're sinking. The mayor of Los Angeles has panicked and said everyone's fleeing. Well, of course everyone's fleeing. It's a giant con artist operation. And then it will fully implode in the next decade or so. But by then, we may be into World War III, so it really won't matter in the final equation if we don't turn things around and kind of stop the collective insanity that is gripping the world. Obviously, you tuned in to hear what I had to say about what happened yesterday with the poor woman who the Senate and House have implied as a terrorist, and say the police acted heroically and they were given a standing ovation. We're going to be talking about Miriam Carey, who was executed, and they said that she was firing guns at him and running into barricades. It turned out she didn't have guns. She wasn't firing guns. It looks like it's the police that ran the barricades. They were having a drill with army checkpoints, and she got scared, as best we can tell, and then fled away. And was with her small child, who wouldn't be scared? I don't want to go to North Korea. It's scary to come up to troops and Marines. We have photos of them, by the way, and police dogs and checkpoints on main roads, not even in front of the White House. And then she ran, and they got her. And then they had a huge celebration. It's ongoing with these boots are made for bizarre ATF agents and people in rock-ready stances with adrenaline in their eyes, patting each other on the back with the FBI, acting like they just fought, 500,000 Chinese pouring into North Korea or something in the Korean War. I mean, you would think they just went up onto the shores of Iwo Jima and our Guadalcanal. You just walked all over a woman and killed her in front of her baby. I mean, you're... My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play.
You hear that New World Order?
I never see you when deliberately you put them in my way.
Trying to shut down our economy?
You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while,
I can see.
I can see for miles and miles.
And you know what? More and more people can see for miles and miles and miles. their tricks. At least people are learning your tricks and getting smarter and more informed, or they're succumbing to total zombiosis. But the problem for the establishment is having a bunch of drooling, fearful, sheep-like zombies to even draw from for your own ranks, because you want dumb people working for you so they won't notice the criminal activities you're involved in. That's not tenable even short-term for the New World Order. The spectacle of D.C. on lockdown, panicking, people running, Congress people running in fear, being ordered around by police in these ridiculous police uniforms, everyone lying down on the ground, you know, hiding behind rocks, miles away in some cases, and then the media going for 5 hours and saying she was seen shooting at the police, shots fired, the Capitol's under attack, the White House is under attack, on and on and on and on. And then we find out it's a woman during a drill who drove up to a checkpoint, not barricades, and then ran from a checkpoint and may have bumped up against a checkpoint. But the original report said that she was firing and shot to police at a checkpoint. I said, I hope it isn't a false flag with the government shutdown, but it's probably a backfire or something. It's probably because they're always evacuating the Capitol for backfires. Or it might be somebody going postal, or it might be drug dealers. Well, Media Matters, White House Run came out and said that I said it was a false flag yesterday. And I went to the clip they had, and I did not say that. I said, here we go again. It could be staged. Of course it could be staged. The government's been caught staging everything from the Gulf of Tonkin to Northwoods to you name it, to Operation Ajax. Now it's come out in mainstream news, we're going to get to it, that indeed it was Saudi intelligence launched the chemical attacks, gave the jihadis the weapons. The jihadis want to be rock stars, so they shot video of themselves doing it. But now that's mainstream news. We're going to be getting into all of that. The truth is the system's mad that people listen to us and they listen to the alternative real media, the resurgent media. Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, says your Bin Laden raid was 100% fake and didn't happen, Obama. What are you going to do, New World Order? Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when reality comes for you? What are you going to do when you implode the economy and your economic takeover of society by design? And then instead of everyone being in the dark about what the globalists have done, everybody knows you're the authors of it. Do you really think armies of drooling supporters that literally don't know what planet they're on? We're going to play some video of this. Democratic supporters don't even know what party Obama's in. They just think he's cool. I like him. I think he's great. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, don't know what planet they're on. Every one of them in Los Angeles doesn't know what planet they're on. But you know what? It's got to be 100 million of us have just armed to the teeth. We know all about the New World Order. We know all about your tactics, battle tactics, propaganda tactics. We're just studying you, watching you, gearing up, passing the word, getting ready. So go ahead, blow up Chicago with a nuke or Dallas or maybe all, whatever city you're going to hit. Blame it on the Patriot Movement. By the way, you know they raided this woman's house, shut down the whole neighborhood, had helicopters and SWAT teams saying she might have been anti-government. That way they put anti-government in there subconsciously. And they go, oh, it's terrible, no anti-government stuff. You know they went through a computer. If she would have ever visited my website, because they've done this over and over again with police shootings, the Boston bombings, they go and get the person's computer. My site's one of the biggest news sites in the world. It's in the top 20, undoubtedly, on record. If you visit it and you commit a crime, they blame it on me. But I'm surprised they didn't just lie about it. They already lied that she shot two cops. They already lied that she ran over the barriers. We have the video of who ran into the barriers. Oh, and we have the photos from the Pentagon's own website. They had Marines and Army and police out there with checkpoints searching people. And this woman, who looked like she may have been a paranoid schizophrenic or borderline, fled on prescription drugs. That's admitted, as usual. And they...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My
my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We are the resistance. We are the spirit of 1776. Worldwide, the spirit of awakening, the spirit of liberty. Don't tread on us, baby, because we're only getting started. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com. Friends, we are here to reignite the fires of liberty inside the minds of men and women everywhere. We are here to try to rekindle the idea of basic human dignity and freedom. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me get into the news here because it's very important. Let me just mention what we have. We have the poor Miriam Carey executed in front of her small child, old enough to see her shot at least 12 times, at basically point-blank range directly through the window. They should have just seen she was panicking, let her fled, followed her, stopped her away from the Capitol. Should have shot at her tires. I would have just let her flee and not pursued, followed her by camera. They had her license number, get her later. A lot of cities are actually doing that because these police chases kill so many people with all the adrenaline, including police. No, it doesn't matter when the average animals, the average slaves die, according to the perspective of many in the establishment. But secondarily, could have shot at her tires. No, that wasn't done. She was shot right through the window, right in front of her small child. And then because Obama is seen as D.C. now, I noticed on the YouTube video news I uploaded last night about it and in our articles at Infowars.com being critical of the police, I saw a lot of black folks commenting, and you could follow back their links on YouTube and on my site to their YouTubes and Facebooks. They were black folks mainly, saying we were racist and that we wouldn't be upset if this woman was black. Of course, she was black. That wasn't known yet. But we were only upset because it was a white woman and she was driving a nice car. So people watching this, some black folks, immediately thought because it was a nice car, it must be a white lady, and were glad she was dead, is basically what I was. You can go to my site and read the comments in the article Paul Watson posted about the country that faced down nuclear war in the 60s, now panics and fear and freaks out over woman in car. And in those comments, I saw them there, and then I saw them on the YouTube video I shot right around the same time. Immediately, you're just mad it's a white woman. I wasn't thinking white woman, black woman. I didn't think, oh, they've killed a white woman. I wasn't even thinking she's Hispanic, she's black, she's white. It didn't even enter my mind. It was they killed some woman. And John Bowne ran in here almost like he was psychic, and he goes, I bet they were running drills, part of that East Coast drill. And I bet she came up to a checkpoint, and it's part of the government shutdown with other barricades. And I bet she ran, so they killed her. And I bet it was cops that ran into the barricades. And I'm like, well, you're the news director when Rob Dew's working on Obama deception. Settle down. Maybe your hunch is right. You got to prove that. Settle down. This is like at 2:30, right out there in the studio. You guys saw this happen. Turn on your mic, CJ. I mean, is that not what John Bowne said exactly?
Verbatim.
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 Verbatim. And I went, whoa, dude. Whoa. I mean, because, you know, I get Bowne's a lot like me. He gets really excited. And I was like, how do you know this? He goes, I just know. I just know. Then it all comes in. Running a drill. She didn't shoot at him. Didn't shoot two cops. The cops were running into barricades. She was on anti-anxiety medication, reportedly bipolar. That's the new name for schizophrenic. Because you're not supposed to go schizophrenic after 30. But it's happening to people. People are going nuts in this modern society. All the GMO, all the toxins, all the electromagnetic smart meter radiation on record that makes animals go crazy. And so she's flipping out. She's got problems. She goes to D.C. What? She gets freaked out by checkpoints, runs. She's dead. And it turns out Bowne was basically 100% right. I guess just knowing the pity parties they have and the way they all behave and the type of stuff that goes on in this country. All right, before I get into all this news on this subject and then into the government shutdown and the huge new developments there and then exclusive Border Patrol reps claim agents being ordered to stand down, that's from Breitbart. That was said 3 years ago and turned out to be true. It was said a year ago, turned out to be true. Of course it's true when the Border Patrol reps come out and say we're ordered to stand down. I've talked to Border Patrol. I have extended family that are Border Patrol. I live in Texas. They're not allowed to stop anybody, basically. They're there to harass citizens, and by the way, they don't like that. They're told to give people tickets in the national park if they catch you with beer in your picnic basket. I've actually witnessed it. So there's that story. And meanwhile, their drones are being used to watch U.S. citizens, the New American reports, not the illegals, of course. The 100-mile-deep checkpoints on the northern and southern border are there to harass citizens. I've been through them in the north and the south. I've watched illegal aliens with no ID fly. TSA has orders to let them through. Illegal aliens, you know, wearing the Wrangler jeans, cowboy hats, whole nine yards. You know, hardworking illegal aliens. I'm not knocking those folks over from Mexico. They're nice people overall. But my point is that they're above the law and it's wrong. I mean, if they can drink and drive, and if they cannot have insurance, and if they can get on a plane without ID, and if they can have bank accounts without IDs, then I'm going to change my name to Pablo Gonzalez, okay, because I want the rights they've got. But the reason they've got all those extra rights is because the establishment wants them here to drive down wages and wants to incentivize everything they can to get them here. Because their kids that are going to be citizens, they're going to be forced to take shots. They're going to be sucked off of. They're going to be dumbed down. They're going to join the Imperial military to fight for the New World Order and Emperor Palpatine. And that's why they're here. They're here because I don't care whether you're Hispanic, black, white, what you are, even Asians' kids, getting out of the stereotype of them generationally staying hardworking, the numbers are there, turn into degenerate slobs in many cases. I mean, just look at the numbers. Why not? You can go on welfare. So they've got to bring in all these third world populations because the average American doesn't want to go out and start a business or work hard. Now, there's a lot of Americans that do and who are the backbone of this country. I don't care what color you are, but we're the main enemy and being taxed to the hilt, and we're shutting down as well. And indigenous Americans don't have kids. They have like 1.3 kids on average. So you got to bring in illegals to replace them for Social Security. But the point is the illegals are above the law and are godlike. So just remember that. It's total discrimination. But the bankers run things. That's why it is. But let's show you just one of the videos of police driving at 90 miles an hour and smashing into barricades. And there's several videos of this. They were just crash up derby driving 80, 90 miles an hour, slamming into each other, slamming, just shooting guns wildly, just like New York last year where they shot 9 people and for 2 days blamed it on the guy they killed. They shot people this year and blamed it on the guy they shot. So the new thing is they shoot you, Wild Wild West just starts shooting everything up in the shooting gallery with instinctive shooting training going haywire, and then they claim it's a terror attack, have hyperventilating freakouts, sergeant of arms, congress people crying, shaking, we're battle hard, we made it up the Iwo Jima, we made it up the hill, we hoisted the flag. I mean, you would think that they just won the Congressional Medal of Honor. I mean, the congress people are still on TV, hyperventilating, shaking, talking about how they just went through the most harrowing combat mission of their entire life. Talk about Hillary made it up, said she flew into Serbia and her plane was shot up. Total lie. I mean, it is just the wicked flee when none pursue. And it is insanity. Absolutely insane. Because this was a police riot. Let's go to the clip. Of course, when there's a real shooter, though, the SWAT team's ordered to stand down. But when it's a woman, well, then send them all in. And, oh, they were so restrained. Oh, they were so restrained. Oh, they were so incredibly restrained. Oh, they're so wonderful. Oh, they're so incredible. On and on and on. The sycophantic worship and the maps on CNN and diagramming every factor of it. And will she be an anti-government extremist? They've shut down the neighborhood. Helicopters, armored vehicles, anti-bomb robots. Oh, my gosh. Was the mentally ill woman with a small child an Al-Qaeda operative? Was she a patriot? Was she a right winger? On and on and on. And then they shut everything down and go, no weapons or no anti-government paraphernalia. So this is the martial law rollout while they were having drills. Show people in a minute the Don Salazar articles now in the archive of featured news. Click on top story link at the top of Infowars.com if you're a listener. Top story link takes you to the stories that have rolled off the featured news area but are very important. We're about to redesign the site, so those stories will be up there for a day at least. Won't roll off in hours, but top story link is so important there on the site when you click that. And you can see the Marines and the Army were there running the operation right in that area with checkpoints, where they get everybody ready for martial law. And all over the country, they have federal grants now for warrantless checkpoints, including Army and Marines with sidearms. And they had California drills in Central California. It was covered in the news there, where they actually have heavy machine guns in the back of Humvees aiming them at people like it's Fallujah. And in the future, if one person gets out of their car or runs, they're just going to open up on a whole column like it's Baghdad or Fallujah and just kill everybody because we're the enemy. And then drop an AK-47 on you like they do in Iraq, as they were publicly trained to do. So this is it. And there already are police officers And the veterans that don't want to do it, they're having their guns taken. So if you're PTSD and want to be a cop, that's fine. But any other thing, you know, you're the enemy. You're going to have your guns taken. So let's go to the police car video. It's up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener, of them smashing into the barricade. Here's one of the videos. Folks, this is not a police car if you're a radio listener that came around a corner or something and hit the barricade. This is a cop car driving at like 80, 90 miles an hour straight into a barricade. Straight into it. And it's been confirmed they were doing this everywhere, just ramming police cars. By the way, they weren't even trying to block her in or something in these videos. She's nowhere to even around. They're just driving around, just driving into things. And they did an excellent job, and I think they're heroes. I think it's great. I mean, you look at these D.C. cops, most of them, they look like they're the people Mark Dice interviewed. The story's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, who do not know what their name is. They don't know who Obama's party is. It is incredible. Video, Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. But they like Obama, though. They like Obama. That's what's key. And you can tell him. He does these videos. We're going to kill the gun owners. Yes, for Obama. Yes, we're going to sterilize everybody for Obama. We're going to confiscate all the guns for Obama. We're going to confiscate all the gold for Obama. As long as you say for Obama, we're going to put the Tea Party in forced labor camps. I think it's good. They're dangerous. And there's armies of these slugs. Armies of them who feel like they're on the winning team, and being on the winning team means they're allowed to have our guns, and they go on MSNBC and say, your children belong to us, and everyone goes, they do, and they call into the show, and they say, yes, your children do belong to the state, you've heard them, and then they giggle at me, because they're big, tough men, and they think we're going to put up with it. They think we're going to just say, okay, well, you're a big, fat jellyfish, I'll do whatever you say. Now, let's go to the really disgusting video. This is up on InfoWars.com. Congress gives standing ovation to D.C. cops for executing unarmed mother and the minority whip, Steny Hoyer. And these people were all shaking and like rubbing their hands and just, oh. I mean, it was like bad acting, like five-year-olds acting in a school play about how shocked they were. And they're on the news shaking commander's hands and going, you did a great job, sir. Because they're getting everyone ready that mowing down women is good. You're going to just start hearing about people killed at checkpoints everywhere. I told you yesterday before this happened, if any of those World War II vets resist, I said they'll beat them or shoot them on the spot. Now they put up metal barricades so you can't get through. And they're reportedly arresting people, but it's not on the news yet. They're keeping media back from that for whatever reason, because they don't like the images. But I'm telling you, folks, they'd love to be able to line World War II vets up and shoot them. And you're like, why? Because they hate them. They hate America. They hate strength in America. If they can just take over and wreck everything, that's why they go on the news and say, we're going to teach your five-year-olds how to do things that until a decade ago, only men knew how to do in San Francisco. I mean, stuff that I didn't know about till I was in college. They're teaching five-year-olds that I can't say on the radio, on record. And they teach them 2 + 2 = 5. It's total warfare against you and your family. It's total psych warfare so that anything goes. This is psych warfare. This is in psych warfare manuals that are declassified to break your will, where you will put up with anything. So let's go to the minority whip in the House. Well, first, let's just go to them doing the standing ovation for the public execution of the woman in front of the Capitol. Here it is.
I know that I join the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police.
Yay! Oh, yes. I mean, even if they had to kill her, which they didn't, you're going to go have a sick... You should have said, well, it's sad this had to happen, but it was a danger, and we're doing an investigation. Instead, yay, we're gone. Everything, we're giving $47 trillion to foreign banks. We're setting up checkpoints. There's troops on the streets of D.C. and Chicago. Yeah, we're bringing in martial law incrementally. Oh, Cantor was even sicker than Hoyer. He was like, just want to say, you're heroes. Everybody's like, I mean, this is mass mental illness, idiocracy on PCP.
Mr. Speaker, all too often we take folks who are prepared to put their own lives and safety at risk to save from harm's way. Not only those of us who work on Capitol
Hill, he was about to say save lives.
Those who visit their capital. And so I know that round of applause was heartfelt and deeply meant. And we thank them, and I'll yield to the majority leader before I ask them a question on the schedule, but I yield to the majority leader.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the gentleman for yielding and concur with his thanks to the Capitol Police.
Great job.
And as well, each and every day, benefit from their dedication and commitment to
safety. The police, a great job.
The people who visit this Capitol. And
you killed that upset woman real good, Father Ken. Great job smashing police cars into everything.
Like chickens with their heads gone off, running cars into things, really people running. I mean, is this land of the free, home of the brave? Just like panicked, freaked out. I mean, is this what America is? Is this what an American band is? We're coming to your town. We're tough. We're mean. We're ready. There's a woman with a car. Kill her. Run police cars and everything.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unused damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Land of the free, home of the brave. Oh no, there's a woman running from the cops. She didn't like the checkpoints. Quick, smash your police cars randomly into things. Quick, shoot her. And then celebrate and talk about how they're heroes. That's a quote by the police chief. They acted heroically, killing the woman. Yeah!
We're the good guys. We're the American band. We're the land of the free. Home of the brave. Let me ask you a question. Do any of you believe that anymore? I know I'm an American. I know I love freedom. I know that I'm not going to go along with all this hysteria of the nanny state where we all ninny in fear and now little girls can't wear NRA shirts that just say NRA and kids can't wear American flag shirts to school because it's offensive to the illegals and kids can't bring an army man that has a gun in his hand to school or they get arrested. This is a joke how authoritarian our country is. This is a joke how it's under mind control. And they're just normalizing the absurdity of D.C., run by a bunch of criminals, owned by foreign banks, looting the country, shutting it down right now. And we're being lectured all day long about how much the government loves us. Coming up, we're going to have Mark Dysh on and play the incredible video that's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, where Obama supporters, 9 out of 10, do not know what party Barack H. Obama's in. A couple government employee controller types, retired women, government controller mastermind types, they walk by and laugh because they're inner party members. They're smart enough to know what party he's in. That's a sign of genius. Being able to tie your shoelaces in the Democratic Party, I'm not joking, is a sign of the upper brain bug guild. You're a brain bug. If you know how to wipe your hind end in their cult, I'm serious. If you know how to talk, you're in the upper caste of these people. I'm not kidding. I mean, you don't, and they're dangerous. A stampede of cattle will kill you, folks. They're deadly dangerous. But the upper caste, because that's the man, that's the enemy. All right, we're in control. He's trying to tease me. I'm in command. And they give him a cynical, we know he's a Democrat. It's our operation. We did all this. You know, so he runs into one group that's, we're in control. What are you doing? You can see? I can tell you're making fun of me. These people are our victims. So he does run into one group that's awake, an upper caste brain bug, two of them. So we're going to show the upper caste. That's a good name for him, upper caste brain bug. Well, you know, like in Robert A. Heinlein's novel, Starship Troopers, the brain bug. Of course, they don't really have the brain bug, do they, in the actual book. It's the movie. That's some futurist propaganda stuff they put out through Heinlein, by the way. Same thing with our good buddy who just passed, who was a great writer, Tom Clancy. Okay, let's just stop right there while I'm ranting and raving. Let me get a bottle of this right here. It's sold out right now, but you can still order it. We have the highest quality Nation iodine that is a detoxifier, a fluoride, you name it. Paramount of all the iodines, this, according to the doctors and experts we've talked to and the literature is out there, look into it for yourself. It's amazing. At InfoWarsLife.com, you can get Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com, the nascent atomic iodine, the best for the old thyroid, InfoWarsLife.com. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Modafylin that with the seaweed uploads from the ocean, the same atomic iodine. It's got that, the Modafylin, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's on both sites. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got the ProPure water filters discounted with promo code WATER.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.